Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
The infamous gunshot and everything, man. Nikki was complaining about that the last time.
Complaining?
No, I mean, she wasn't complaining, really. Like, she said, bro, the gunshots are crazy.
You know when they just hit you? You're not expecting it.
You're not expecting it, everything, man. And she just comes up and everything, man. You know? But listen, I'm not going to lie. That episode was a good episode, though. I absolutely enjoyed it. 2.5 hours, bro.
Long talks.
Fam, by the time we finished, we're like almost 12 midnight. You know?
It was nice. Okay, it was, you know, cozy.
Cozy and that, bro.
Well, it was comfortable.
It's always good to have a female on the pod too, isn't it? Because they open your eyes to certain things. They talk about things we men, we go have totally different view on. You know what I'm saying? Like which creates a whole different conversation.
Like what?
Different things. Different things.
That you don't know already, yeah, boy. I don't understand.
Like when we spoke about like the prenup situation and that.
Okay.
Like we would have, like, she opened up different boxes, like where most women would say, nah, no prenup, for example. She was like, yeah, like prenup, like, yeah, I'm on for that. Like this is what you're bringing to the table. That's what he's bringing to the table. So yeah, like she supports prenup. It's just,
but that's because, you know, she's confident in her pocket, bruv.
I get that.
She's very confident in her pocket. The thing is, most women will say the same thing. Yeah, if they are very confident in their pocket and everything. The people that cry about the prenup thing now, people will know they're confident for their pocket. You get me?
That's true.
But why would you want another person's money when you don't have money? It's not your money.
Exactly, my
bro. This is 2023, bruv. Yeah. This is 2023. I don't know about you, fam. I saw an article. I don't know if you guys saw this. Janet Jackson. Yeah. You know, there was a time that she got married to some Saudi prince or something like that, right? Apparently, in the contract was, if you give me a son, and if we are married after a certain period of time, yeah, she will be given $100 million. And bro, she kept the contract, bro. Yeah, she gave the man a son. Yeah, and I think it was a day or two after that deadline. Period, bro, she divorced the guy. 100 mil straight. You get what I'm saying? Now, listen, let's be honest. Marriage these days is a contract, bro. It's a contract to most people. Especially in the, you know, I'm not even going to say in the West, even in Africa.
Bro. I feel like it's, no. It's a contract to people that have got their pockets loaded. I feel like, bro, like normal people don't go into it thinking it's a contract.
So are you saying that normal people are still believing in love and shit, isn't it?
Not believing in love. Well, contractual. I thought he was trying about contractual in the sense of like prenup side.
Even to touch on that, your love, what poor people believe. I think that is close to the truth, bruv.
Yeah.
That poor people believe. It is closer to the truth than.
Wait. What do you mean?
Like, you know, not poor. Let's not say poor people. They have
normal people.
Yeah, normal people. Yeah,
they get into marriages as a
contractual. It's more based on love. No. It's when you have bread, that's when it's more contractual.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. But I thought Toby was trying to say, even in like the normal people type marriages. No. Right.
Saying that normal people, yeah, for the most part, they step into this with love and everything.
Right.
Obviously, the richer you are, more businesses, more investment. If you have more to lose, then you'll start thinking about, you know what, I got to set myself and protect my shit, man. You get me? But you know what? I'm not going to lie. That episode was amazing. Totally enjoyed it. You know, I came out of that episode thinking that Kojo is a panda bear, bruv.
What?
Why would you think
my man was pandering, bruv. My guy now panda bear,
What do you mean?
Yo, Cole, I've never seen someone. If we talk and say, listen, you know, We men do A and B. Could just say yeah, but men do B and C.
This guy is mad. That's always been me.
Let's stick on the women, bro. I'm always a ladies guy.
Of course you are. You get me?
But the thing is, sometimes it's good to have that. So when they're watching, they don't feel like, yeah, we just did hammer just on.
The exact, work. No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's good to always have, okay, someone said, yeah, but, okay, we hear that, but continue with our conversation. Guy,
I feel like Kojo has an ulterior motive.
I ain't got no ulterior motive, my guy.
You got me.
With or without woman being pregnant.
Please, let's hear this motive. What
he is
motive?
A panda bear, bro. You got what I'm saying? Who's watching this podcast, bro? I feel like somebody's watching this podcast with Kojo, you get me? Kojo is threading the line, bro.
I see where you're going. I see where, I knew he was going somewhere.
You got me? I feel like somebody's watching this. Where Kojo, they thread the line proper, fam.
I mean, whoever they think you are, come forward. Comment in the comment section.
No, but
it's not.
You have to, though. Because there's this and there's real life, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't come here and then chat all this, and then when it gets to real life, you're in all sorts of trouble, yeah, bro.
You're in all sorts of trouble.
I ain't going back to suffer. Speak wisely.
You get me? Because you're the trend, you get me? Nah, bro, but I totally enjoyed that episode, shit, man. Shout out to Nikki, though. Shout out to Nikki.
I missed that one, bro. Hey,
yeah, shout out to Nikki and everything. Now, listen, we have some really good interviews coming up in the next couple of days,
in the next couple of weeks.
You know what I'm saying? How you man feeling though? You guys feeling all right though? Yeah?
Yeah. Christmassy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the Christmas mood. I'm starting to get in the Christmas. I see you got your Christmas tree there.
Yeah, man. It's shining, bro.
You get me? Where the presents there? I can't see no presents underneath, bro.
The presents are still going to happen. But the thing is, I don't need to buy no presents. I ain't got kids, bro.
Yeah, I need to buy me a present.
I need to buy you a present.
Yeah, why not?
Fam, do adults still buy each other presents?
Yeah, of course.
Not really, bruh. Nah. Ah.
Yeah, I want a present, guy.
Bruv, I'm beginning to... You're a suspect, but what do you mean?
Hold on, you know what?
You see, you see the problem with black men.
Tell us, bruv.
See where Kelly the take enter.
Yeah.
You're a suspect. Bro, just because... I feel like we should be exchanging presents for Christmas.
Okay.
You think that's...
No, because this has come out of the blue.
Yeah,
this has
out,
never been, it's never
it
been
be,
like this.
It should be normal practice. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, cool. I do agree with you.
It don't matter if it's a pair of boxer shorts or socks or links, deodorant,
fam,
or whatever.
Fam, you're crazy. So I don't want no next man buying me some boxer shorts. Are you mad?
Yeah, I think we do Secret Santa now.
Nah, bro, I do that shit, bro. You know what? That's what I wanted to ask though. If your guy now asks you, what type of present do you want?
Mm.
Yeah, what kind of presents are you gonna go for? Because that's where the problem is, right? Mm. Except if the bag is deep, if the pocket is deep, what kind of presents now would you want to tell your boy? Nah, this is what I want.
I can't think of anything that I want to
be. I'll be like, don't hold it, but it's all right, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I don't think, it's just, I don't, because I'm not used to it. Getting present from my boys, but I'm not used to that shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's why if you said, get me a present, I'll be like, yo.
So not even on your birthday, you're not expecting shit.
Brother.
Guy does not even celebrate his birthday, bruv. This guy right is a nomad, bruv. You get me? My man doesn't celebrate his birthday, bro. You get what I'm saying?
It's long, bro. It's not been. Hey, I don't know. Just me. I don't expect
you
nothing.
Do you think
if you were like rich, you probably would have paid attention to some of those things?
Well, maybe, because I'm not rich. I can't really say, but I don't think I'm like that.
Yeah.
Like that, you know. I don't think I'm not that kind of person to, I don't know, to be forefront celebrating what, and the next day is back to normal.
Bro, celebrate the little things. Like, it's just,
I mean, like, you gotta celebrate the little things.
Yeah,
bro.
No,
you gotta celebrate life and shit, bro.
Yeah. So I celebrate life, but
no, I'm talking about on the birthday.
Yeah, it's once a year, you know. It's once a year. Just. Feel good.
And because my birthday is close to Christmas as well, so there's loads of celebrations.
Oh, you're one of them people.
And it's long. Fam, we'll be celebrating the whole time, and then, yo.
Oh, bro. So your birthday must be soon.
Yeah. 29th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, I'll be pissed. Yeah, I'll be pissed if my birthday was one of them ones that fell on the 25th or something, or 24th night, or 31st night.
Yeah,
bro, I'll be pissed as hell, bro.
No one's paying attention to you.
Nobody get your time.
Nobody get
so I think
time.
It stems from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
all through the no one giving a damn. I'm like, fuck that, man. I don't give a damn. No,
that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Bro, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. If my birthday fell into one of them days and everything, I'm changing my birthday, bro.
I changed
my birthday.
There'll be official one and then unofficial.
There will be no official one, sir. Bro, when were you born, bro? March. It could be, bro.
Yeah, you get one guy. March. You get one guy from my Facebook. There's one guy on my Facebook. He's got two birthdays, bro. Yeah. You know him. He's got two birthdays. When I realized the first time, his birthday, I think it was like March, April.
You get to know the notifications, bro.
And then like, August, later. September, they have about another birthday. I was like, this guy.
Salute to the guy.
Basically, he's got two Facebook accounts.
Right, okay.
With different.
Because I'm thinking, how would that work?
Nah, he's got two Facebook accounts with similar names, with different birthdays.
But I'm not going to lie to you. You guys think I'm joking? If my birthday fell into maybe 24th, 25th, or 31st night, I'm changing my birthday, you know.
That's what you say. You didn't change it, bro.
It's going to feel weird, bro.
Is it not the same thing as people that have football age?
I think that's what my man is doing.
It's the same thing as people that have football age.
Yeah, but with that,
because some people that have football age are probably forgotten their real age, especially if they started like young, early. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Maybe they came to the country, they say, guy, you're 14 years old. Wow, my man is 19. My man has been riding with that till he's 40. Yeah.
You know them lies that become like a part of
But then again, it's to cause it's their business, isn't it? But that's not your business to lie about your age.
Nah, bro, it is still my business, bruv. I don't want it falling into Christmas, bruv. I want my special happy birthday, you know, text and presents, bruv. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Nah, fam, you lot tripping.
Because with that one, it'll be two in one.
Yeah.
You get both Christmas and birthday.
You probably would not even get nothing, bro, because everyone's putting Christmas, bro. You get what I mean?
Nah, you're getting nothing because I'm not going to get you Christmas and then get you for your birthday.
Nah, bro.
It'll be too much. I don't know.
Yeah, man. But listen, fam, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Bro, believe it or not, I've not eaten for 2 days.
Oh, you fasting or something?
Fuck off, bro.
I've not eaten for 2 days, bro.
Why? You belay the entire mouth or what's going on?
Nah, bro. I saw this stuff online, Like, I was listening to Dana White.
Mm.
You go, I mean? So, apparently, he did this fasting. Yeah. No food, just water. As you can see, I got my water here. Yeah. So, he did not eat for 3 days. And the way he broke that shit down, Let me play and everything, bro. Let me play. Just give me... Because I can't explain it properly, but that shit does good to you, bro. Just listen,
This ability to fight with yourself, you know. You ever hear Joe Rogan talk about the inner bitch that fucking tries to, you know, fuck with you?
Yeah,
everybody has it. You just have to you have to have the mental toughness to get through this stuff. I just did this fucking 86-hour fast.
Yeah, what made you decide to do that? Like, how did that come
about? I saw this thing online with this doctor from Boston. He was saying, and there's clinical studies. They've done studies on this thing. They've done it on animals and humans. But if you do this water fast for 7 days, basically when you put your body through adversity, right? Different types of adversity, like cold plunging, for instance. You stay in there for 3 minutes at 50 degrees. Your body thinks you're dying and your liver releases that shock protein, right? Which is really good for you. When you do this water fast, your body starts fighting to try to stay alive when you do stuff like this to it. So apparently it sheds all the bad dead cells and regenerates all these new cells to fight starvation or whatever the body thinks is happening. How does that not make sense?
It's crazy.
It's fucking awesome, man, is what it is. And there's over a 70% chance that when you do this, you don't get Alzheimer's disease or fucking cancer and a bunch of other nasty shit. So I talked to Gary Brecka. I run everything by this guy. So Brecka said it's absolutely true. It absolutely works, but you don't have to do 7 full days. Do 72 hours and told me all these things to do. I'm telling you, I felt incredible, man. I felt
while you were doing it, you felt incredible.
Yeah, and how? I worked all day, every day, like I do, and worked out every day, like I do.
Really?
Yeah. My last day of the fucking, I could have gone longer. I could have done fucking 7 days. I felt so good.
Okay, so you, what were the urges like to
fight?
You
didn't get hungry at all?
So the urges are this: when you start getting into like 48 hours, 50 hours, you're not hungry.
Okay.
But you're thinking about fucking food. Yeah. When you think about our life, everywhere we look and everything we do, turn on the TV and try to watch a fucking football game. It's fucking pizza and, you know, fast food restaurants and all this fucking shit that just beating you over the head subliminally. And then you start walking around your house and you look at the shit that you got in your house and
facts.
You're not hungry. You're just, you're bored and you're walking around snacking and, you know, right. So I love doing stuff that tests your will like that. I love it. So
bro, facts, wow. Everything that he said. Yeah. Everything that he said is facts, bro. I started this 2 days ago. Yeah. Normally I always eat like around 12, 1, 2 in the afternoon. That's when I actually have my first meal. And when it got to that period, my body, like I could feel like my body was expecting the food, innit? You get what I'm saying? And the food wasn't coming. But I started feeling a bit dizzy, like, yo, you could tell that my body was saying, yo, where's the food? Where's the food? But as I pushed past that few hours, yeah, fam, I became all right. I became all right, bro. I still went to the gym, everything. Still yeah. Going to the gym, all that, but bro, I feel light, bro.
So you're 48 hours deep now.
48 hours deep, yeah. 48 hours deep. I haven't eaten, bro, fam, but everything that he said.
And you've not eaten anything at all?
Nothing. Water.
You've not snacked on anything?
Nothing. Water.
Fruits, nothing?
Nothing. Water. But bro, everything that he said, yeah. Cuz, all I'm seeing is food, bruv.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I start thinking, bro, I've got grapes in the fridge. I've got bread. I've got groundnuts. I've got indomie. I've got rice. I've got this. Like everything I have that I have in the house. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. You know what I mean? You know, somewhere at the back of my mind, he said, you know what, but it's not going to hurt if you drink tea. It's not going to hurt if you drink coffee. It's not going to hurt if you take some grapes, like it's fruit or something. You know what I mean? Like you start getting all these thoughts and everything.
Ideas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you just need to just shut it down, bro.
No, I guess that's actually what fasting does, isn't it? Like when you fast it, but I just feel you can do other stuff, yeah, to get that discipline of not eating. I'm not gonna go through no hunger game just to shed dead proteins and whatever.
Nah, bro.
Like, if I want fast, yeah, I'll fast. When are they fast? Because I fast. But to just to shed protein, nah, you can get that through walking through the ends, but put your body through immense. Yeah.
My guy said walking through the ends.
Yeah. Because based on what he said there is put your body through adversity where they think you're going to die. But you do that, you can get that experience through other things.
Yeah, but the thing is though, it helps though. Like I checked it out and everything. He says it reduces inflammation, supports weight loss, lower risk of type 2 diabetes, boosts metabolisms, anti-aging, improves heart health, regulates blood sugar levels, boosts hormone production.
Not eating at all or being disciplined with your
not eating. Eating at all. Not eating at all. Not eating at all. At all. Yeah. Like, obviously, some people do 7 days straight. You get me? But you're always advised to like do maybe 2-3 days. Start with that. You know, and then you can increase. So I'm planning to be doing this every month.
Every
month. You get me? 3 days straight, just water. That's what I've had, man.
But at the end of 2 years, but you'll be just head.
Hammer.
But now only head. Hammer. The only head to repeat, bro. Nah.
You get me? Hammer.
Every month.
Lord knows I no fit do that. I no go fit do that.
You fit too, but I just say, guy, you realize, for the most part, you're not hungry. Right, but the thing is, your brain tells you that you're hungry. Yeah. Like you start just thinking about food, but your body's not really hungry.
Yeah. No, I get that part because I face that when I'm fasting as well. Because when you're expecting, like you said, you're expecting that food and you're itching for it. But when you don't get it after a while, you're all right.
You're okay.
You're okay. But then again, how long can you go, bro?
Yeah, man.
Because not eating at all for 7, that is stretching. At one point, you want to
48 hours, no go.
At some point, you go one chop some small thing.
You get me?
You understand?
Fam.
Yeah, I feel like Toby has already broken that chain. By now, Toby go enter in cupboard, go collect peanuts.
Damn, no, you, bro. This guy is Chris. This guy is crazy, bro.
I mean, go hide peanuts. I'm 24 hours deep.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Did you do this when you were young?
What?
Fam, in my house, yeah, because we did fasting when we were younger and everything. Bro, that time, well, fasting. Yeah, I go enter, go carry peanuts, cashew nuts, drop that for pocket, bro. And they chop the thing, bro.
But what? You still come out and be like, yeah,
you still come out and be like, you're fasting, bro.
It's tough out here, bro.
It's tough out here, bro. We are on this together, bro. He goes there, but man, no, say, guys, he's got to reach out.
Talking about food, what was your favorite food back in boarding school? Back in boarding school,
believe it or not,
your favorite food from your chop box,
everything, believe it or not, yeah, was gari, sugar, granuts with peak milk, bruv.
Peak milk
for Niger people, where they there, peak milk, peak powdered milk, bruv.
Not needle, peak milk,
peak.
Needle, bro. Nobody knew about needle until here, bro. What's needle?
Oh, swear.
Yeah.
But needle, no. Nah. You don't need it for that.
Nah, bro.
You guys didn't have needle. Like, it wasn't that common.
I think it was, but it wasn't that common.
It wasn't that common. Yeah. Peak milk was there.
Growing up, peak milk was swag, bro. If your family, guy, if your family, they buy peak milk, that means say,
No, not cowbell.
No, cowbell.
Yeah.
But back in Ghana, it was more needle.
Is it?
Yeah. For needle Niger was the most common.
Is one. It?
Yeah.
For Niger, at peak.
Okay.
Peak or cowbell.
Or cowbell. See, peak, then they're like a bit lower, it's cowbell. You know what I'm saying? But if your family buys peak milk, you guys are all right, bro. So it was gari with sugar, with granuts. And obviously milk. That's part of the reason why up until today, bro.
And then you pour your pure water in it.
Yes. Up until today, if you enter my cupboard there, I've got gari, I've got granuts, I've got sugar, I've got milk. And I said that no matter how rich I am, I must have those things in the house. Those things are Indomie, bro.
Yeah. No, they're for gari and granuts. No, but me, in terms of like food, provision food, you know,
yeah,
it was milk and cabin biscuit, bro.
Cabin biscuit!
So pop the cabin, bro.
You know, when you're doing it, you don't put all the biscuits in at once because it'll go soggy. So you go break some, put inside, chop up.
To make another one.
Cabin biscuit!
Cabin, bro.
Hey!
Cabin was the shit.
Yeah, cabin was the shit, bro.
To cabin biscuit.
Yeah, mine was cabin. And
cabin biscuit was cheap.
Was it cheap?
Was it not? No.
No, it wasn't cheap.
They had one. No, they did a fake one. They did a fake type.
No. Depending on the cabin that you want to buy. If you want to buy the box.
Yeah, the box.
Because
yeah,
I remember there used to be people would carry it, was in a sack. Like transparent, like bag sack.
I think they get the fake one.
And that was the fake
Ghana,
one. That was a fake one.
They Ghana. Yeah, the normal one is in a...
It's in a box, isn't it?
Yeah, red box or something.
I think it's got blue and red.
No, I think it was like either red or brown.
I can't remember.
I think it was blue and red.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but cabin biscuit was the shit though. That thing is filling, bro.
Yeah.
That thing is filling. If you chop cabin biscuit, bro,
you're good to go.
You're good to go.
Until next day, bro.
Yeah, you're good to go. How about you?
Mine, you go through hell and back to make that food, bro.
What were you making in body house?
What were you making in body house, bro?
You remember that?
This guy go Ajibota body house, bro.
Me, I go Ajibota body house. Bruh, you remember that?
Here with
you know that thing they used to boil water back in boarding school?
Boiler?
No, not kettle.
Hey. No, the boiling ring.
Yeah, that ring.
This guy just remind me things, bro. Boiler, bro.
You guys call the boiler. Yeah,
boiler.
The ring.
Yeah, the boiling ring.
Guy, we go sneak, get that one, boil water, and then boil spaghetti in that bucket.
Is it?
Yeah, bro. If you get caught, you're done. Because that food was technically illegal to make. You get me? But I go boil the spaghetti, come do one concoction. You make shito, you mix corned beef, you mix tuna, you mix fucking baked beans. But all of
you
this mixture.
You guys have time to be doing all that.
You know we're going in now.
That was gold. That food, we'll eat it like once a week. Because you go through hell and back to make it. You mix all of that. Man. And then mix the spaghetti with it. That was it.
Do you know what? Thinking about it right now, as we're just explaining this thing right now, bro. We were eating jail food, you know?
Yeah.
Of course we were.
Jail food.
That's what people in jail here.
Yeah, that's what they
do,
eat, bro.
Like they do. Fam, in secondary school, we were eating jail food, bro.
But the boarding house was like a jailhouse.
Like basically a jailhouse.
I don't know what boarding house. My boarding house, that's how it was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you get treated like, yeah, like it's just an like, inmate as well.
You're,
like,
not allowed, you're not allowed to go beyond beyond borders.
Nah, because the fear that Koji is even talking about, like the spaghetti and everything, bro. You have to find a way
to make it. Yeah,
to
yeah,
make
yeah,
it, bro. Yeah, yeah. You get me? The team say, as you the maker, you have to have people that are watching out, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You have to have people that are watching out. And the team say, you need to secure your provisions too, fam.
Bro, we have locker, we padlock, bro.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. When hunger strikes, sometimes I go you break it, bro. Thief food once in a while. I did it. I'm not even going to see a cup. I did it a few times still.
God, don't believe
you know
me,
when
man.
You're doing the spaghetti and you're missing one ingredient?
You go really.
You go find out somewhere.
You go find out somewhere.
And the thing is, you always know where you're going to go.
You know where.
You got those junior students where you know they're just fresh. So
they must get something. They get something for them.
Oh, shit.
Go there straight up. Boom, boom, boom. The locker is open. Take your thing.
Take your thing. You lock them back like say nothing.
Fam, I'm not gonna lie, bro. It was happy days, bro. It was good days.
No, nah, but it's just cool. You guys were using boilers. How we used to do Indomie there, we just used to soak it, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, just soak them, leave them there.
Leave them for there.
Yeah, take a soak.
Yeah, you go leave them for there. But after a while, you go prep. Because you go prep and night.
Especially
come back.
If the weather is hot.
Yeah. Because
if the weather is hot, obviously the water will be hot in it.
So you come back and then it's soaked and it's soft.
It's ready to go, boy. You turn and chop. Obviously, I can't do that now because your belly go run.
Guy, do you think that now, our system at that time is stronger than what it is right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Because some of the shit, where would they eat that time, bro? Some of the things that we were eating.
You can't
that
eat. You can't eat, you can't eat it right now,
bro. This normal pure water, bro. You think you can handle pure water
even
now?
Even when you go back home now, there's certain foods that you need to be careful to eat. Even certain foods from restaurants. Because, bro, we've been here like long enough. Our intestines are used to different types of food, you know.
Not because the food are dirty.
No, but because
of how spicy they are, like some of the things that they put in them and everything, bro.
And how organic it is, the spices.
And also, our intestines, to be honest with you, is weak now.
The because older
of,
you get.
Because of where we are.
Yeah.
You got me? Because of where we are, the kind of food that we eat here, the weather, all those things contribute to. You got what I'm saying? Because, guy, if you're day Niger, if you're day Africa, by the time the sun hits you.
Hits you.
What I mean? The sun hits you.
Because now, if I eat shit all, bro, I can't handle shit all like I used to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
When I eat that shit, if I eat them proper, like the way I used to eat, the toilet is my second home. But back then, bruh, I didn't eat shit all like you, Gary and shit all, yo.
Or maybe you, because you obviously were younger then, you were not having like a mature size.
I know a guy
and everything, yeah, here. He decided to go to Nigeria after a long time for holidays and everything. Stupidly, he didn't go to get his job. Yeah, fam, he went to Nigeria and came back. My guy found himself straight Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Elizabeth, bro. By the time mosquito bite him in it, fam, he ended up Queen Elizabeth Hospital, bro. When he got there, they told the doctors there, the white doctors there, that he's got malaria. Everybody jar. Everybody ran, bro.
Yeah.
You got me? It took a Nigerian doctor to actually treat him.
Is it?
Yeah. Everybody jar.
Scared of malaria.
They're scared of malaria, bro. You get me? But yeah, man, just one of them ones, bro. Fam, you know what I just realized? We've not even introduced ourselves, bro. Wow. Do we need to, fam? You lot know who we are right now, bro.
You know us already.
You got me? You lot know who we are. It's your boy Toby Kells, Kojo. You know, this is Fresh Off the Boat podcast.
Yeah.
You know, if you've not subscribed yet, just subscribe. Do we need to tell them again, bro?
Yeah, but they need to do that, though. Do that, like, right now.
Do that right now, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just literally, the button is right there, man. You get me? Press the button and everything. Subscribe. Watch the videos. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
You know what I'm saying? Because to be honest with you, some of you, we've been getting the views and everything, but a lot of you lot are not commenting, bruv. Leave your comments there, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Leave your likes, man. You get me? We do this for you, Lord, man. For real. You know? And also the people that also watch on, or rather listen on the audio platforms and everything. Salute to you guys, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They get the best bit.
Yeah, man. You know, because some of you don't know, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon. We're everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
You know, anywhere where you find us, we're there, man. For real.
Yeah.
You know, so do that, man.
But it's crazy how we started this with Blast from the Past, you know.
I know. We literally went all the way like, back.
Do we all want to rewind time?
What's right, rightfully.
Do you know what? Sometimes I do, yeah, you yeah. know.
I ain't gonna lie.
Because I'm not gonna lie, life at that time was good, bro. Life at that time was good. But then it's so crazy that you asked that question, because I don't know, have you seen the post from Benson?
What did he post?
I'm just gonna pull it up real quick, bro.
Was Benson, I'm not gonna lie,
that shit kind of made me laugh, because that didn't start today. I don't know if you remember when we were growing up and everything, they were even talking about some medications.
About what?
That were being sold in Nigeria, fake.
Oh yeah, of course.
Medications, bro, like paracetamol and shit.
Panadol, yeah.
It's chalk.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Come
on. You know what I mean? Bro, fam, this has been going on for time. And I was surprised.
It's big business though.
Yeah. And I was surprised. Benson came out, obviously for people that don't know Benson, he's an Afrobeat artist. You know, he came out and said, stop selling us fake drinks after spending so much money on the overpriced drinks. You're killing us. Respect our health. Respect our money. Give me what I pay for. If you don't have it, don't bring a fake one. The next club or lounge that does this to me, I promise I will take that microphone from the hype man and let you know.
Simple. They need to stop that shit.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Nah, they need to stop that shit.
Do you think he probably felt ill or something like that? Or do you think he went somewhere and they gave him fake drinks? He tested it because he probably knows how the original tastes and everything. He was like, nah, this shit is fugazi.
Well, I hope he didn't get ill from drinking.
But people get ill, innit?
Bro, people die from it. People die from, I know people, not personally, but I know people that have died from drinking fake alcohol in Ghana. Because we don't know what they put in this shit.
Yeah, true.
We don't know what they even allow them? How do they even allow them to go to do that, man?
Local bar. You're trying to cut costs. You know, a bottle of Henny costs, £40, £20, for example. So my man next door is giving you a nicely packaged drink for £2. You're trying to make your money.
Don't they have some sort of agency that like does that, auditing that is and
what
everything?
They, that is
like,
what
goes
they
through
need,
all this
man.
Rest and everything. Because that shit is crazy, bro.
And I don't think the bad people, so most of them, or I'll not say most, but some of them don't even know it's fake.
Some of them might not even know. Yeah.
Because
it's
packaged proper. Like I know I don't think they do.
You don't think so?
Last time I went in the Niger Bar, all the Hennessy I had was fake, but because I've tasted it here.
You know,
so
yeah,
I know
yeah.
the difference. But looking at the bubble too, can never tell.
So
like it's proper. But so when you now test what's inside, you're like, nah, this is not it.
But I feel like, nah, they will know. They will know from the source they are buying it from, bro. Like, if you're buying it from a legitimate source, you know it's going to be legit.
But it's the legit people that are selling it, though.
Nah, it's fucked.
Bro, I believe they know.
It's not
because
like
surely they must have gone complete and everything. You go, I mean, people must have said, yo, guy, this is the way they sell not fake. They know. They know. But the thing is, they don't give a fuck. They just want to maximize profit.
Maximize their profit. Yeah. But, bro, they need to stop. Because you're killing people. This is people's health that you're joking with.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't realize that it's still happening. Because I remember growing up in Nigeria, it was a thing.
It is happening, bro.
Bro, it was a thing. Even down to medication, bro.
I'm not
I can remember watching TV at that time. Yeah. You see them, the agency at the time, will go to this for my these shops and everything, get all these fake drugs, and you can see them burning all of them.
Yeah,
and
all of
they
them,
say, oh,
yeah,
these are fake drugs and everything. This is paracetamol, this is chalk, and all those kind of things. I didn't even realize that it's still happening to you today, bro.
No word of a lie, right? As if there was, up until a few years ago, there was rumors of a Ghanaian restaurant here in the UK that was selling fake drinks.
In the UK?
In the UK. No word of a lie. I'm not going to name that restaurant. But I think this was like just before COVID time. There was rumors going around of a Ghanaian restaurant in South London that was selling fake drinks.
How were they able to?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Complaints, allegedly.
I mean,
crazy.
They could have been mixing. I don't know. It was a rumor. Because the restaurant that I used to eat at, and there was rumors around from a few customers that they are selling fake drinks. Even here in the UK.
That's crazy, bro.
It's mad, bro. It's mad.
Maybe it's not like all of their stock.
All of their stock,
there is
maybe
a little bit of sprinkle of fake in there. Yeah, you might know if somebody just brings a box of six Henny, be like, yo, I need to fling this. You're going to help him out, not knowing it's fake. And then obviously you're going to have to sell that to someone. So that's, you know, I don't think they would do it as a business where all their stock is
all
fake.
All their stock is fake.
Not
fam, that's the reason why we were just talking and everything, yeah? Just before we started the podcast, I said, yo, because I'm planning to go to Nigeria next year and everything. And I said, nah, fam.
I beg. Hits a club button.
Why?
You need to.
Nah, because that's for a reason, bro. Like, all these going bar and going lounges and all these things for Niger, bro, I'm not on it, bro. Just gonna go stay home with the family, chill out and everything, bro.
Don't let me spoil your mood, yeah, okay, as well. Because I came across a video. Well, my mom actually sent it to me.
Yeah.
A radio station in Ghana. I think they aired that a few days ago. This dude that went to America, like we have, like he went to school in Ghana, went to America. He was doing so well for himself. And then he decided to go celebrate his 30th birthday back home in Ghana. Bro, they killed the guy for party.
How?
They poisoned his drink.
It happens every day, bro.
Yeah. But it's just...
You're not going to be freelancing like you're freelancing.
But the thing is, he threw a party, right? He rented an apartment, like a house. And then he threw a party. He invited only 14 people. And he ended up dead. So during the party, he started to feel a bit dizzy. And then he told his guys, like, yo, you know, I'm starting to feel a bit... He thought he was drunk. So he said he was going to go take a nap. At 2 a.m., he didn't come back. Like, they were like, they wanted to leave. Like, they were starting to leave. So they're like, oh, where this guy? They enter bedroom, foam all over his mouth. He was gone.
You know how crazy
Out of 14 people, like, someone in there obviously... Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. That's the reason why, when you say, yo, fam, me, if I go Niger, you know how fucked up it is, that you live all your life here and then you go back. You just buy like that. And I know someone that it actually happened. One of my aunties and everything, right? She was in Canada. She was in Canada for like about 20 years.
Mm.
20 years. She's a nurse over there. Her first time of going back to Nigeria after 20 years, she buy from Nigeria.
Fuck.
You get me?
Yeah, no, it happened. My uncle, well, my cousin's dad, but you know them, when you come from that. Yeah, that's how their old man died.
Yeah, exactly.
He's visiting, but as he visits,
he
didn't go back. So the story is there.
And that's the reason why when people say, guy, why don't they go Nigeria? Bro, I think about all them things. I think about obviously the kidnapping news that is happening as well. Bad shit, bro. The insecurity and all that. You get what I mean? Like, to me, I look at it saying, bro, if I'm going to use that same... Why would I use that same money? Yeah, that I'm going to use to go to Nigeria. Yeah, I can use that same money and go to bloody Mexico, bro. And chill out. I'm not looking over my shoulders. Everything is good. You get what I mean? But the thing is, it's just home, innit?
It's home.
So at some point, you got to go.
You got to go, yeah.
But you just hear these stories and everything and you're thinking, bro, she is crazy.
Yeah. Nah, she is crazy. The stories happen all the time. It's something where you know what to do. Kind of thing. Niger now they drink from glass, not from bottle.
Straight.
It's from what I do. There's no even trying to think of, but it's what I do. So my hand over the thing like that. I said it's normal now.
No.
Did you see the videos of, I believe it was Davido and also Wizkid as well?
Yeah,
floating the line and everything.
Yeah.
Bro, my man was holding it.
Davido,
like
the curry drink give him.
He said, keep your bottle.
Even though it came from one of his guys.
He said, nah.
Keep the bottle.
That's why it's not news. Well, if you're used to it, it's normal behavior. Like, because you know people, your own brother wants to get yours.
Because anytime I go, I think of these things, but sometimes you just get carried away.
Bro.
You forget.
You got to be careful.
You've got to be careful, bro.
You can't get carried away, bro. I'm not getting carried. Nah.
It's mad.
Charlie, if it's happened close to home, you would see how wicked people are. Mm. But you won't get carried away.
Because at the end of the day, when you look at, even with rappers, musicians and everything, most people, yeah, get touched, you know, where they are most comfortable, in. Yeah. Comfortable. And that's always home, you know, where you're from. Because you're there, you know, you think everyone around you loves you and everything.
You lay your guard down.
And that's when you get touched. Mm. You got me? And I'm not going to lie, that's for a reason why, like, you know this. I haven't been home since 2010, bruv. You know? And yeah, just one of them ones, bruv. You get me?
Yeah.
But that shit crazy, bro.
Nah, but it's scary as well.
It is very scary.
But hey, you got to be ready. There's no slacking.
You people out there, I know it's December.
Everyone be careful, you know.
Yeah, you're going to go Ghana, Nigeria, Africa, back home to go celebrate Christmas. And you need to be careful,
Careful, man, for real.
You need to have two eyes behind your head.
Yeah.
Because people want what you have.
Trust me. Yeah. People want not even have much. It's just that envious feeling, you know.
Yeah. Smart. You know what I'm saying? And talking about be careful, bruv. You know what? We're going to start with, shout out to Portable, man.
My guy.
Shout out to Portable,
wala,
bro.
Wala nation,
bro. Wala, bro. I'm not going to lie, yeah. Talking about be careful. Yeah, when I saw Portable at the British Fashion Awards and everything, my man was very careful. He didn't want to miss road, bro. He didn't want to miss road, bro. Fam, I was watching that shit. I'm not going to lie. This last 2 weeks, yeah, I've not watched Portable's Instagram page, yeah? Like I've done this last 2 weeks, bro. Fam, I was literally waiting for the dude to post. I swear to God. You know, I was waiting for homeboy to post and everything. You know, when I saw him, I believe when I saw Skepta, you know, Skepta was the one who first shouted him out, didn't it? Say, yo, Maggi, London, boom, 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 pass through, whatever the case is. Then I saw some posts and everything talking about, yo, that they might do some song together, whatever. I said, ah, cool, blessed for that. You get what I'm saying? Then obviously, my man touched down London and everything. They linked up. You know, you see the guy, you know, say Portable, Insabi, Ginger, you go, I mean, Wala, Dizzy. Fam, they hit you, fam. The hailing where this guy they give, yeah. The
bro,
guys
are. That's his style, bro.
The guy they hail, bro. That typical Ninja guy, the guy go wash you, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The guy that hails, kept on everything. All right, cool, bro. That was love, though. I'm not going to lie.
Nah. You can tell he was excited.
He was mad excited. Over the moon, man. Then all of a sudden, I believe it was the next day, was the British Fashion Awards and everything, bro. Some of man dressing up and everything. You know what I'm saying? With him blazers and everything, you know?
No shirt inside, bro.
You get me? No shirt inside, no vest and everything. My man has his shiny blazers on and everything. You know what I mean? They then get and everything. You get me? I said, all right, this is Portable.
This is Portable.
You get me?
And nah, then, I was happy as well. Bro. Yeah, but God.
And then they got to the British Awards, the British Fashion Awards and everything, bro. You know what they call Gumbody?
You see me that?
Yeah. Skepta was here. Portable was here. You go.
Man marking, bro.
You know, bro, I was looking at that. I was laughing, yeah. The thing was, Portable knew, yeah, that, okay, I'm here because of Skepta. But you know what? I'm going to hold on to this guy. No one miss you. You get it? You know when you get to some place where you know that you're not that you're not supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? But maybe at this moment in time...
You know nobody there.
You know what I mean? You don't know nobody. You didn't get an invite. Maybe you got an invite, truth, kept and everything. You know what I mean? So, bro, there is so much crowd in here. I will stick by this dude because I know if I miss this guy, I might find myself outside. You know?
Bro, they call it, don't leave me.
It was fun to watch, though,
bro. I loved it. But, yeah,
I was happy, but my man,
I'm not gonna lie. I saw the guy, they were doing their whole photo shoot and all that, bro. It was fucking cold and raining, bro.
Bro,
I swear that dude was freezing
because he didn't have no shirt inside the blazer, bro. Just the blazer,
yeah. And it was raining as well, and bro. It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was cold then,
cold as hell. Cold as
and it stood out because they were standing in a queue and all of that to get in, bro.
Cold as hell. Fab, I did tell you, yeah, every post that I saw, bro, if you just see Skepta, just look in the corner there, bro. Portable, they there.
You know, easy now. if easy, you drum now.
The guy takes on a handbag, bro.
No, but has that thing ever happened to you before?
What's that?
Like, you go out with someone or your parents or somebody.
Yeah.
And then you don't know anyone else.
Yeah.
There. So you're going to be next to them like, yeah, yo.
You're going to be there, bro. You got me.
I don't want somebody comes to about what you doing here? Let's see your clearance.
You Charlie Banya. You got me. You Charlie Banya. Oh, you start shit. Looking around and shit, bro. But you know what? I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Shout out to Skepta, though.
Yeah, come on.
Shout out to Skepta for showing my man major love. Major love, and I was so happy. I'm not gonna lie, I was so happy for Portable, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Because it's one of them things where you cannot deny that he earned it.
I don't want to hear nothing.
Nobody gave him shit. Nobody gave him shit. The industry played him. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You get me? And Finis, I tweeted it. I said, yo, you lot play this man. You know, some people reply me and say, but Olamide gave him his first verse and this. All right, cool.
Just Badu, that's it.
Okay, cool. You gave him the first verse, which is cool, which is beautiful and everything. But what happened after that period? The industry played him. Let's not lie.
He got
blackballed. He was blackballed for some time.
Yeah.
Nobody was fucking with him. Nobody was fucking. Maybe behind the scenes, people go see him, yell at me. You understand? Because he's a funny guy. But out in the open, nobody was fucking with him. Let's be honest.
I think he was seen. I don't know about blackball, but I think he was seen as this unserious person.
They blackballed him because even that awards. What's the name of that awards again? I think it was Headies or something.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Look at the way they did him. Okay, cool. Whatever he said was not cool.
Yeah.
You get me? But everyone, he's not going to do that.
It don't matter though, bro.
You know what I mean? He's not going to do that.
It don't matter. I feel like maybe they didn't blackball him. Maybe it was just...
They did.
We don't know. We don't know the ins and outs. Maybe it's just his...
But they definitely was not supporting him.
He didn't get the support.
He was not getting the support at all. Now, we can debate all day whether he contributed to it or not. You know what I mean? We can debate all day whether maybe his mannerisms or whatever the case is. Cool. Why? But when you actually listen to him and everything, yeah, he's one of them guys that he didn't want to get played. Right? Yeah. So in some ways, he was on the edge. You know? And he said it, bro, if you don't speak out, nobody's going to... Careful, you.
No. That one, that is.
You will die in silence, but if you don't speak out, especially with the way the industry is now, like back home, the Afrobeat scene, yo, they play each other like, say, you know, that's the game. So you have to speak up, bruv. That's why when the whole thing with Hope Okolibis and some people were like, why is it? I'm like, what do you want him to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like to just stay there and be like, yeah, okay. And then, especially given the fact that he's a street boy, he would speak up. But wait till you go do and beat him. All right.
He even told the story on the Adair Chappelle podcast as well.
Yeah,
You got me. He told the story there and everything. You know, after that time, you can tell the industry was not fucking with him. So he had to grind. When I think it started opening up a little bit was when he did a song with Whiskey's DJ. What's the name again?
Tunes.
DJ Tunes. When he did that, you know what I mean? I said, oh, okay. I even said it here. I said, I think things might start opening up a little bit. And I wasn't surprised. But this industry, yeah, is a very fake industry.
Nice.
Monkey see, monkey do. Because all of a sudden, when he did this with Skepta, everyone started reposting him now.
Yeah.
You go, I mean, because it's cool. Because it's cool to do so. And it's a shame because it took someone. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's Nigerian, right? But he's British.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He took someone that's over here to do that for him. Obviously, no one is saying that you lot need to take him to the British Fashion Awards or whatever. But the thing is, support the dude.
Yep.
You know? Yep.
He didn't have to, but he did it.
I did.
You get me?
Because he knows what grinding is about. Yeah, but most people, they don't. They just, they've been The thing is, if you come from a culture where, you know, it's all paddy, nepotism, that's what you're going to do. So you would not know nothing about grinding. You can tell Portable is someone that's grind. That's why I'll always, you see Portable, I'll respect that dude, bro. Because that's grinding personified in him. That's what I see. That's why I can see how Skepta would relate to that. Mm. No, these Afrobeat guys would relate to that. Nah, because where they are now, it's been, okay, my paddy give me this, I'm here because of this, my guy. That's how most of them are where they are now. Mm. Let's be honest. Like, not all of them, but most of them, they're in that position because my guy connects me. And there's nothing wrong with that. But then again, if you see someone who is grinding, don't try doing bad. Give him that same leg up too. You know?
I hear that still.
Nah, but what they did Portable, but nah. And I was so happy.
No, I was so happy for you.
The British dude, I'm like, yo. First it was when Skepta was like, yo, Portable. You know, that's the first post. Like, Portable, I might be new. Come, where we do some. Where you there? You say you there, London. Come, where we do. That's the first thing he posted. Yeah, I'm like, yo, this is good. The next one was boom, fashion show. Before the fashion show, he was fitting his suit and
they were
manning up, having food, you know, doing this thing. I'm like, yo, this is what it is.
You know, and you know what? I'm not going to lie and say, I've never been like a big Portable fan, right? Like, I hear his music when I hear his music, innit? Yeah, but this period, I was so happy for him because he's like the underdog, innit? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I was just happy to see him in that position. It was funny. I'm not going to lie.
Dude is funny.
Yeah. At some point, this guy posted his Instagram story. I couldn't even finish it because the guy just did
post just Instagram post.
Story. Just the post and everything, yeah? And then after the whole thing, he went back to his ways and everything, bro. My guy started talking shit. You get me? My guys there talking shit again, bro.
I see one post. You say Land Rover ever post you before?
Well, not true, though. It reflects. I think it reflects the pain he's been through. Like,
fam, do you know the post that made me laugh when he said that? 99 advisors, one helper. You know what I mean? Meaning all these people here. Yeah, everyone's trying to give me advice, but it took one person to do it for me. You get me? And I think another one was when he said, "Who go help you, no go stress you."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "But when he you says think that about all the time, it, bro, yeah. when you think about it, that's a fact."
Yeah.
You got me? It doesn't take too much. You get me? Some of these people say, "Yeah, guy, I go help you. I will do this for you and everything, bro." But the stress that they're gonna put you through is crazy.
Nice,
you get what I mean? Nah, I was happy for dude, bro.
Nah, I was. You get me? Excited.
But then also Skepta as well, man. You know. I love the fact, bro, the love this guy shows to the continent as well.
Yeah. And he's always been like that, though.
He's always been like that. You know, he's got Odumodu Black and everything. Obviously, him and Whiskey, You know, like, he shows love and everything. And to be honest with you, it's only him in his family that's really, really like that. J5 is not... You get me? J5 is like proper...
No, not person. J5. What's his name? It's Junior Baba.
I said J5. What am I thinking about J5?
His name was gone, yeah. But his sister as well, who's TV girl as well.
Listen, people, I've got OCD, man. I've got to find these people now. That's how my brain works, bruv.
Jamie. I know it was
Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie and Julie. You get me?
Yeah, but because we've not seen that side to them, because Jamie is a proper grime guy.
But that's what I'm saying.
So you will not see that side. Skepta is grime, but he's touched the Afrobeat scene as well. So that has brought out that side to him.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Skepta is the only one out of all of them, that reaches out to this side. Jeremy does not. Jeremy, just like you said, he's a proper grime dude. You get me? And fam, but I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if you saw some clips and everything. Jamie is bad boy's pits, bruv.
Yeah, come on.
What?
Nah. Skep
too. Yeah,
Skep as well, bruv.
People look at Skep right now because you know he's older now, innit?
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? But go watch Skep back in the day, bro.
Tomorrow is still
him and Wiley.
Nah, the guy's still there. Yeah,
Wiley.
Boss. That's what put him on the map.
He's still the boss now.
You get me? Listen, at the end of the day, man. Shout out to him, though.
No. It was love. It was big, big love.
Shout out to him for showing that love.
Portable.
Portable, my guy. No, I like Portable. Yeah. I'm not even going to cap.
Funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when he's not trying to be funny, just the way
that
he talks.
That dude is a funny dude.
And he's out there with, it's not, it's, there's no hiding. He will tell you, if you're doing bad, he's going to tell you. Yeah, like on the Adisha West thing, he was like, yo, if you not rip me, I'm going to talk. So don't try rip me, because everyone's going to hear about it.
Everyone's going to hear
Everyone's going to know about it. There's this story he said about Tiwa gave him 3K and then someone tried to pocket it. Some management there. It's like, yo, management, people go here. So better give me my money, bro.
Better pattern up, bro.
I'm not going to shush. Because
what they do. And they, I think that's what
everyone
is shushing.
So yeah.
Everyone's keeping their mouth shut, scared, okay, so I don't get blackballed.
That's what it is, bro. Because they have seen it happen to other people. Mm-hmm. They've seen it happen to other people.
They do it to other people.
They do it to other people.
So it's like, yeah.
Shitloads of people have gone through it, bro.
True.
You get what I'm saying? Shitloads of people. So, you know, when you say something against this person, and this person is a big dog in the industry, and he has pool with all these other people,
you're going to get pool on the side.
We know somebody who obviously just died, allegedly. That was part of your story as well. You know what I'm saying? That's the way the industry works and shit.
Nah, it's crazy.
You know, but on one of his posts and everything, bro, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Mr. Easy, bruv. On one of his posts and everything, I'm talking about Portable. You know, he posted Mr. Easy and his wife and everything, bro. That chick looks good.
Oh, you mean the Otada girl?
Yeah. Bro, she looks good.
Yeah, I mean, look, she looks all right, yeah.
That's hate.
It looks so. Nah, it's not.
No, it's
that's
not hate. It's not hate. It's not hate. It's
that's hate.
To be fair, I've never looked at her and said, God damn. Like, I've never.
Is it?
Nah, I've never seen her and said, she's a good looking woman, but I've never seen.
You know, I would like to see the woman you guys are going to look like.
Bro, that's listen, not bro, the point.
I would
that's
like to see the woman you guys are going to look at, yeah, and say, God
but
damn.
You ever heard of this girl, Tiwa Savage? You heard of Tiwa Savage?
That one is a goddamn moment.
Listen, bro. Listen, bro. Kels. Listen, Jesus.
That's a wild moment, right?
For
there,
people
bro.
That don't know, go on Instagram, bro. Yeah. You get me? I would say that she is, Tiwa Savage is the first sexy, Afrobeat female artist, that I've come out of the continent, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I know about
that is very debatable.
No, but I'm talking about Nigeria right now. Mm-mm. Go back, fam. Most of our chicks that were coming out back in the day, maybe because of the way society was at the time, people were a bit conservative and shit, right? Mm. Nah, no one is touching Tiwa, bro. Allow it. She opened the lane now. For this whole sexiness
shit. I think
with
she helped
the Ira star and all these chicks right now. Mm. Bro, that girl is flaming hot and she will get it, bro.
No, any.
And she's
fam,
her
complete
age,
your sentence. Complete your sentence.
Week,
who's watching, bro? I need to know. Who
freshers,
is watching?
The freshers are watching, bro.
I need to know who's watching this podcast.
Salute the freshers, bro.
My guy won't talk any day. My guy say any. My guy say any. The guy don't want to complete his sentence.
Let me go see these pictures
you man are talking about.
What?
And then the tattoo thing she has now is
her
even
tattoo.
Tattoo was way to a whole nother level.
The latest one that she posted.
Tiwa be playing golf and that. Yeah,
there's some bikinis and that. Fam.
Cayman Islands and that. Okay,
you get me? Some bikinis and heels and everything. My girl playing golf and shit. Yeah. I know that she don't know how to play them golf.
No, and her tattoos are nice as well. Yeah. You know,
cause
they
she looks good,
nice.
Bro.
Now she's always been looking.
How is she, by the way?
She's in her 40s, bro.
She's in her 40s and shit.
Golly.
Yeah. She definitely looks good, bro. She can get it, bro.
No, no, but my mind is still thinking.
Of
course I will. I mean, I've said this with you before. Yeah, it's not the first time we've had a Tiwa Savage moment. Yeah, and no shame. Nah, no shame, definitely. But I'm just trying to, because you said back in the day, the girl that used to come, I'm trying to think who other girl used to be that sex symbol.
Think. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
I tried this girl that used to rap that had issues with P Square. She used to look good back in. What was her stage name then? Elodia or something like that.
Kels.
You say back then, how far back are we talking? Like.
I'm saying
beginning of time. Go.
anytime.
No, because in Ghana, we had a few, you know. You might not know of them. Obviously, you're not Ghanaian, so you might not know them.
That's
exactly what I was thinking about. Miss Bell.
Yeah. Another girl back
then. That was her thing, bro.
Yeah.
And this, I'm talking 20, 25 years ago. That was Miss Bell for you. She in my generation, she started that.
Yeah. Because I remember then.
That's how she dresses.
Yeah, she used to be.
To perform in her music videos, sexy girl. That was her. That was her thing. I'll be 16 years. I could be that. Listen. If I don't let it know, I could tell for me.
I know that song.
You know that?
Yeah.
Miss Bell, that was her thing.
Tiwa Savage, I'm going to say Tiwa Savage, because of how sexy and hot you are, I'm going to stop streaming your songs. I will start buying your songs. You know what I mean? Yeah. She has earned it.
She has earned it.
Yo, wild, bro.
Yeah, I'm wild, bro. You know what I'm saying? She has earned it.
You need to start contributing to that.
I need to start contributing to this aesthetics, bro. You know what I mean? It's not free.
No, you know what I'm saying? It should not be free,
bro. You can have my £9.99. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God, fam, she looks good.
No. Bro, I was just preening her Instagram right now. Nah, those new pictures are
what?
And she's always been there.
Let me find out how old exactly she is.
I think she's in her 40s.
Yes, she's definitely in her 40s, but I can't be 43.
Even though they airbrushed the fuck out of them pictures, but still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
43.
Yeah.
40, yeah.
Okay.
Listen.
Soon be 44.
Age is just a number, bro.
In February. Okay.
For her, age is nothing. In that case, age is.
To you, is age something?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, bruv. Jeez, it's something.
When
I'm 43, we'll know, innit?
No, forget about when you're 43. If she calls you right now, will you go?
I'll think about it. Bro, I'm not cheap. You get what I'm trying to say? I ain't cheap. Yeah.
Go.
What's your going rate?
I'm just saying, what's your going rate? You don't just call me and then I drop
go,
like that.
Go.
This dick ain't cheap.
Cool. I've seen some chicks that we pipe from back in the day, bruh.
Thank you. Keyword, back in the day.
I've seen some chicks that we pipe from back in the day, bruh. Go. I've seen some chicks that we pipe from back in the day. Fam, I'm talking about a strong 2, fam.
No, don't do that.
Strong 0.5.
Strong 5.5. Anything above 5.
No, wait. What do you mean anything? You've not had anything below 5 in your eyes.
Listen, bro, you need to go to Specsavers, bro.
In my eyes, nah.
No, you need to go to Specsavers.
Anyway, that was back in the day.
Listen, fam. You know what? Fuck this podcast, bro. Let's crash some jokes right here. You get me? Guy, some chicks. Yeah. I don't see my guy pipe. Yeah. I'm talking about obviously back in the day.
Don't make her play your table.
We were union days. Guy.
No way, don't make her play your table.
Play my tape, bro. We are here now, bro. You get me? Guy, I'm not gonna lie. Some of the chicks that we've pipe, bro.
Yeah.
No.
But it is strong.
Back in the day, like if you take yourself back in your eye then.
They were not strong twos.
Nah, bro.
No, Toby. You know, were they strong? No girl there, you go think, say, at that present moment, today, bro, you never rated two.
Bro, they were strong two. We just didn't have enough options, bro.
If you free this two, but it's the Vaseline, but
it's skin to skin, bro.
This guy's a man.
You need to keep the one you have, bro.
It has to be done. What are you talking about, bro?
Until tomorrow, that shit where you said there, till tomorrow, it still applies.
What's that?
If you keep the one, like the two, because you're about to. Yes, now. You have to keep the ones, bro.
Can you add it
to tomorrow, bro? You're not looking to see yeah, that one is not too fun. Then you free them and then you look for now. Yeah. The one in hand. But let's be real, bro.
You've got a point. Oh, yeah, fucking hell. Point.
You're not going to free them and be like, yo, because you're not up to this.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to mess with
you. Point.
And the thing was, some of them chicks, we are banging them, yeah, just for stats reasons, bruv. Stats. Hey. You get me? Just to keep up the stats and everything. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that, like, on a normal day, you shouldn't bang some of these chicks and everything. You get me? But the team said, the total day there. You get me? So you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to take it, bruv.
I chanced on one of them Facebook page, bro. I was like,
did I lay down with
what
this?
What the bro? Hell, man?
Nah, what was I thinking?
No, it's not like, bro, but I'm sure you do that some, like, it's happened to you.
Guy, forget
like,
Kelly.
Bro, you go back, you go see somebody that you used to fuck with before, and you're like, God damn.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie.
You're different.
I'm not gonna lie, for me, I can speak for myself, yeah. Some of them chicks were just because the total was there. I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I'm just going to close my eyes and take it, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Like, just for the start.
Nah, I don't think that's what I think. That time, that moment in time, I don't think you were thinking
my
like
God,
that.
I'm fucking
I don't think now. You were thinking, nah, man, I just drop sick off. You get what I'm trying to say? It meant something to you.
It didn't mean nothing to me.
They didn't look that bad. No, in terms of like their looks, it wasn't, you didn't sit down and think you're a two. Bro, you're not going to rate anything a two in that particular moment and still eat.
What?
Nah. I know I didn't anyway. I know I'd never rated anyone a two.
But you see eight.
Maybe you rated them a two, but me, I go at least.
Fab, you need to respect him.
Even though, no, what his point
no,
is.
Even, you get what
even,
I'm trying
though,
to say?
Even though she's a two to other people, in his
in
eyes,
your eyes, at that time, you're not rating her a
up
two.
There, yeah.
Bro, do you know what a two is? A strong two is.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Go. Some of them chicks that came to them,
No name dropping.
I'm gonna rewind every some of them chicks that came around that time. Yeah, was a strong 1.5 fam, 2 fam. I'm telling you,
my man has downgraded. Yeah,
you know what? He's, I think you have you seen them, some of them lately. Then
is what?
Some of them things back in the day. Have you seen them like in recent times? Or?
Nah, bruv. I cannot be in the same space with some of them, bruv.
No, not. No, because the way because you can't. Really
I cannot be in the same space with some of them right now, bruv.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Nah, I have to look at myself twice. Toby, are you all right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding for people out there, for the sensitive people out there, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's all jokes. It's all jokes.
But
it's
listen,
all obviously, yeah.
Guy, I didn't tell you.
There's a bit of truth. There's a bit of truth in it.
Guy, I didn't tell you. Say some chicks wake up to the pipe. Like, from here to yo.
See this guy.
Oboloba like that, bro.
See this guy. Look at me.
and bro, look at Kojo's size, bro.
Yeah, and
with that. Kojo was getting lost in that, bro.
Yeah, I remember one time.
Lost in the sauce.
My man shipped a girl from, I don't remember if it was Scotland or wherever, bro. He shipped a girl from there.
Nothing there in the horizon. He had to ship.
I never go forget. He shipped that team from overseas, brother. Not from land, overseas.
Yo, nah.
Fucking, I'm sweating, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yo, know what? When you look back at them days, bro, them days were simple, happy days, you know?
Yeah, man.
Bro, I'm not going to lie, yeah? We didn't have much at the time. Obviously, we used to live together. We were broke and shit. We didn't have much at the time, but we had so much fun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Life was so simple, but it was so fun. I'm telling you, yeah, I fucked more chicks at that time than I fucked when I started making money. I'm not going to lie. Because as you start making money, yeah, bro, you don't have time. You have all that things in the picture right now. You have all that things that are taking up your time and everything. And then as you start getting older, yeah, you start realizing that most of these pretty chicks that we see sell pussy, bruv.
Yeah. Most of them.
Most of these chicks.
One way or the other.
Behind the scenes story is a bit... You get,
bro, one way or the other, they are selling. It might not be in your eyes, but they are selling.
Not one way or the other. Obviously, we all pay for pussy, yeah? And like, if you take a girl out and shit, you're paying for it.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm talking about is that most of them sell pussy, meaning they could go somewhere Yeah. Say, yo, you want some? This is how much it's going to cost. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, no. That was
one thing that as I got older, started making money, started being around some places that I noticed, I was like, what?
It's an eye-opener. Yeah, it's an eye-opener, bro. Opens your eye.
I'm telling you, time. Bruv. You get me? But I'm not going to lie. Them simple days, bro. Oh, yeah, man, it was nice. Cannot trade it for anything, man. We had fun, bro.
Of course we did.
We had fun.
I'm not sure if I can be that uncomfortable, but because when you're used to comfortable, when you're used to being all right, but going back to them days where it's like, yo, anything goes, I'm not sure I can deal with that anymore.
No, I wouldn't want to go back to them days and everything. But at that time, oh my God.
Yeah.
Charlie, with it, like,
there was no, you didn't have a lot of care in the world. Like, you get me?
You didn't have no care.
Yeah.
If you come back like this, chop your indomie, you're
chop
good.
Chop your indomie, you do your rice and shit, or you're good.
You're good.
You boil your egg.
You got me. You're good, fam.
Once your rent is paid and that. You're right. Okay.
That's it.
You buy your bus pass weekend. Yeah, Saturday night. You can go to KFC.
Go look for something.
You're good.
Share your reasons, bro.
Just for shaggy reasons.
I didn't tell you.
I've seen what you're saying. It was fun in that sense. But
it was fun.
The struggle was real.
The struggle was there. But you were getting by. Like, you get me?
Guy, I get story for head, but I don't go talk for you.
The stories there are plenty.
Them stories,
we need to put them
camera
behind the fire. Is it paywall?
Paywall.
Yeah, but behind the paywall, bro.
We need to start like a Patreon or something like that. Yeah. Behind the paywall and everything. Yeah. And just have them stories.
If you want to hear those stories, you pay to view.
So then again, because between your show, people want to listen. So you know, okay, you're paying to listen to this.
Yeah. Fam, we get stories for days,
bro. Pay-per-view.
There's loads of stories, but they need to show interest.
I know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyways, bro. Good old days, bro.
Good old days.
Crazy.
But before we jump off Tiwa, y'all go check out his song with King Promise.
Oh yeah.
Terminator.
You be King
Terminator
guy.
Remix. You get me, Ray Sean Paul and Tiwa Savage. That song Fire. Mad.
Mm-mm.
That song is blazing hot.
Mm.
You get me? Go check it out.
I'm not gonna lie, Sean Paul finished work for that
he
song.
He finished that song, bro. That
but Sean Paul is Sean Paul, bro.
Yeah, Sean Paul did finish work.
Sean Paul is Sean Paul, bro. Mm. You get me? But you know what? Since you just talked about the song right now, just before we go and everything, bro. Who's seen who's heard Gunna's new song with Saz and Ashake.
Isn't Saz song? It's Saz song, isn't it?
I think Saz, Gunna, Ashake.
Yeah, Saz featuring Ashake and Gunna. Yeah.
Gunna.
Should we play a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Let's do that then.
Only one Saz.
Hey, yes, sir. Happiness. By Saz, Gunna, Asha K. Let's go. Hey.
Put my head out of my lungs, oh. When you get them pressure. Put them a lot of sushi shell, oh. My yak bow, oh. Nobody put you as a part on too much. And it's about Joe Shadow, oh. Kabukabulo, my bashing law. It's still the lake, it's still the old.
Happiness,
everything is. My life, no stress.
Hey.
Fine boy, no ex.
Happiness.
Everything dance. My life, no stress. Otutu, otutu, owa yo. Pagara simi, ala koryo. Oun to nsheyi, kolo nsheyi. Eja lo montan shi, anabi no vis. Yekwa, yekwa, asha monti. Ogano to formo kasabi. Make a scovi, as you can see. Abi zombies, ha, okon yo. Otutu, otutu, owa yo. Pagara simi, ala koryo. Oun to nsheyi, kolo nsheyi. Eja lo montan shi, anabi no vis.
The Gogona beat, bro. Yo.
Oh, man. Killed
it.
Let's go.
write your birthstone. You an earth tone. I miss and need you bad, baby, come home. You want me make it happen, baby, I know. Want me to keep you happy, baby, I know. Penthouse, condo, don't know one, I'm a piano. Yeah. Make it happen, baby, I know. I'm here to make you smile. Hey,
I'm a piano, baby, I know.
Gonna one, I'm a piano.
Yeah, nah, he done his thing.
Killed it, man. Killed it.
Bad. He didn't come, he ran with the B. He didn't come doing that. You know, when some of these Americans, when they come, they just do their thing.
But Gunna is Gunna, bro.
Yeah, took his time to you.
Gunna is Gunna. Don't even play. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had one of the best albums this year, coming out of jail.
I'm
telling you, Gunna is Gunna. And now, right, on this side of the world and everything, he's to an owner.
Mm.
You know, on this song, and then the other song that he did.
The gospel guy.
Blessings.
That's the name of the guy.
Let me find out.
I know. Yeah, I know the song you're talking about, the gospel thing.
Yeah, Victor Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blessings. You got me. He's 2-0 right now, bro. So I'm not even surprised. Gunna is Gunna, bro. And this link up is crazy.
Nah.
I didn't know what to expect.
The video was crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, me too. That video was
madness. I'd be like, wait, TV.
Visuals, everything. He didn't stand some kind of mirror or whatever. Top. I was like, rah.
And you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I'm beginning to appreciate Ashake. No matter who he is, or no matter who he's on the song with. Fam, that Yoruba must stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's his identity.
That Yoruba must stay there. You might not understand what the fuck he's saying, but you are gonna vibe to that tune, man.
That's his thing. Every single year, that is him. That is Ashake for you, bro.
Nah, it's not gonna change that. No way.
And the pocket that he was in, not only himself, all of them, the pocket that they were in on this song and everything, they were going with the beats and everything. Nah, they absolutely killed it. You get what I'm saying?
It's a good song.
But the thing is, with Gunna, I'm not surprised that Gunna, he's switching up right now and coming into this lane, doing songs with fucking, Afrobeat artists and everything. I'm not surprised, because if you noticed, he started doing that when he came out of jail. Right? But when I look at that whole thing, I think, I understand the card that he's trying to play. Because with this whole snitching thing that's on him, right? A lot of people have kind of disassociated themselves from him.
Yeah.
You know, in the States, all these street rappers and gangsters and all that shit with the no snitching clause and all that, right? So he dropped an album. He didn't feature nobody on that album, right? I think he's going to move into a lane where he's more international right now. Yeah. Man alone, he would not need any of these people. He can now do his own thing. He's more of an international artist right now. Mm-hmm, I think that's very smart.
Mm-hmm. Very smart.
I think that's very smart, because before he went to jail, you never catch him do this kind of
shit. No. You didn't even think about it.
Nah, because all of them were playing gangster, and doing the whole slap thing and all that blood and all that kind of shit. The guy go jail, and eye open. The guy realized, bro, I'm here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for him, man.
He's a whole different artist right now.
Good observation, because I wasn't looking at it like that.
Yeah, bro.
Because before the jail, you would not. Ben, I mean,
you never catch them.
Most of his tunes were more like gangster shit. No.
Because a lot of these American artists, these rappers and all that, unless the very smart ones, that are open to collaborate with different people. Most of them, I don't understand that shit. We're Black Americans, boom, 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 boom. But when you look at them, him and Chris Brown, right? Yeah. Because when you look at Chris Brown, after what he went through with Rihanna, he was blackballed. A lot of artists didn't want to associate with him and everything. Some did, So because of that, he now had to start, making songs with international artists and everything. You get me? Because if you're blackballed here, nobody want to associate with you because of whatever jacket that is on you. That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, you have to eat.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm looking at Gunna right now. If he continues on this lane, Gunna would not even need America. You get what I mean? Because he's still going to need them.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But now he's he's 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
He's 2-0 right now because a lot of American artists, they struggle when they come into this lane.
A lot of them, yeah. And his album did... Sure, that album did numbers.
What?
It did stupid numbers. Unexpectedly.
That album was number one or something for a long
and it
time.
It was not expected. Like, people thought, because he was a snitch and all of that. But that album was superb.
Bro, when you look at it, he's 2-0. I'm going to play this song right now. The Blessings one. Just hear the way he was flowing on it as well. Yes, sir.
Man is a rapper, singer, songwriter, bro.
Bro, he's too good. He's too
good. Most of these guys, they're just rappers.
He's too good.
That's why when they come into Afrobeat and do that, but you can tell he's a singer as well.
Yeah. He's too good.
I was just checking his thing to see if he was African, but I think he's nah.
No, it's not.
His name is Sergio Giovanni Kitchens. I think he's
He's probably Caribbean. Maybe somewhere in Caribbean. He's rooted out there. Yeah, man. Yeah. But listen, I totally enjoyed that song and all that, man. You got me. Shout out to Gunna.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ashake. You know, shout out to everyone that is doing their thing. I think next year is gonna be big for Afrobeat, man.
It's gonna be
because I'm seeing some songs that Burna Boy is previewing and everything. Mm. You know, he's testing it out in the clubs and all that. You know, Davido has. Bruh, did you see?
Davido is gonna come.
You don't know what's coming from Davido.
Davido will come. Davido will come. He is ready.
Guy, I saw this one. Yeah, let me see. Let me just double check. The one that he got with the Caribbean artist. What's the name of that song? I think the name of the song is Drift or something like that. Bro, he previewed that shit, yeah? Cause my man is about to go crazy.
Yeah.
I think, you see, next year, if you lose God, you go fall out.
Yeah, you go fall out big time.
Next year, if you lose God.
And if you're not careful, it'll be a long way back.
But the thing is, do we think anyone at this point, do we think anyone can fall off?
Not fall off.
With the way Afrobeat is now. Because, if someone is big, everyone's big. Not everybody, but. The whole culture is big.
So you cannot fall off. Make a mistake. Listen, make a mistake and drop some trash songs, bro.
Bro, the bigger it gets, the easier it is to fall off. I feel like that's how... Yeah, bro.
What?
Because, bro, there's so many people in the mix right now. It's getting big. So if
it's tight.
Yeah. It's not that small circle where, we still know you. We still know that you're... Bro, if you fall, you're gone.
Fam, you see, the margin for error is like this right now.
Mm.
The margin for error is like this. You get what I'm saying? Because everyone is dope.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what you're bringing out, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when I say everyone, I don't mean every one of them. Yeah, but I'm just saying that the
for
lane
the most
is,
part, yeah.
Yeah, the lane is tight right now, bro. You have to come with your A game.
But the way I'm looking at it is, if you fall off now, it's easy to climb back on with one very good song.
Yes. Good song.
Because we're up there.
Song, though. Yeah. Keyword. Yeah. Not
but you better not fall off a couple times.
Yeah, no, that's
game over, bro.
If you do a couple tries and don't enter.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to next year, man. Next year is going to be big. The concerts are coming and everything. This guy, they talk, say, he's going to go to the Davido
World, concert, man. My guy. Yeah, man. The people.
You get me?
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
We're looking forward to that, man.
I'm definitely going to go with Davido, Burna.
Burna, I must go.
But it's on tour now.
Burna one, I'm even thinking to go in a different country, you know?
Is it?
Nah.
Yeah, I like that Germany, Amsterdam.
Bro, that's
feel,
what I'm
bro.
Thinking.
I trust
Cologne
London.
Aside.
I trust London.
Because I saw the Amsterdam one, I'm thinking,
But the guy is shelling Germany, bro.
No, see, guy, the guy even killed Germany. Yeah,
everywhere.
Cologne, all them places, they shell them up.
It was the Amsterdam one that I saw that it made me think, you know what?
But definitely, I would like go see him in Amsterdam. Yeah, somewhere Amsterdam or Germany. Somewhere different. You're like a tourist as well. So
exactly,
the whole excitement, you're here and then you get the top up for going to see Burna.
It'll be sick.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I like to play safe. I've been to London one. And I know, say, London is a sure banker. You know what I mean? So I always want to go to somewhere, something I know.
It's certified.
Guarantee. It's certified, but guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, I'm not going to lie, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man. Because some of the things I'm seeing online and everything... Bro, I am looking forward to that, bro. For real. But you know what? Shout out to every single one of them.
Yes, man. Doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Fam, should we call it a day, yeah? Let's call it a day, bro.
We might breeze into Daddy's house quickly before we call it a day, innit?
Daddy's house.
Daddy's house.
Daddy's house recording studios, but where things are happening.
I think I know what you're saying.
Yo, my man is the fourth woman has come out to say, yo.
when he said daddy, you didn't get it.
Daddy's house recording studio.
Is it fourth or fifth? It's like it's a fifth, you know.
I've lost count.
You've lost count, bro.
Listen, did you guys see the statement that he's made?
Yeah.
For people that don't know, we are talking about Diddy.
Yeah, no. Diddy.
Fam, did you see that statement?
No, but he had to.
Bro, he had to.
Crazy.
Yeah, he had to.
When he made that statement, some people started posting. You remember that video of R. Kelly where he was doing an interview?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, when all that allegation was happening, and he said, "You actually killed me. Like, you get me, fam." Some people. posted that statement and that video. I said, this is the equivalent of R. Kelly's this day, bro. You know what I'm saying? But Baba was talking about, you know, I see a lot of people tarnish my name. Enough is enough. Everybody saying,
I need to do this for my name, for my family. Yeah.
But
he had to do that because that silence was coming off as guilty.
Yeah. It's coming off as, let it boil over kind of thing.
Hold on. So with the statement, do you think anyone believed him?
Bro, some people might believe.
Nobody believed that, dude.
But with the statement for me, though, personally, with the statement, it made me actually think of like this guy, now human being. You know?
Of course.
Before I wasn't thinking like that. Before I was like,
Wait, you said the guy that AI.
It might not be for people to believe him, but then it's for people to kind of relate, kind of take time and then shit. Yeah. This guy. Yeah. Bro, you never know.
Could
you? Like, no, it's true though. Like, bro, when you put that statement, it sways people.
Yeah. People think again.
Yeah, like,
again.
Oh,
like,
shit. Human error. Like, at the end of the day, he's got feelings. Like, shit.
What's human error?
That's how the court system works. That's why there's a thingy. What do they call them again?
Jury.
They go sit. Cole. Bro, this
Cole.
Is it.
Cool.
Because I ain't gonna lie, when I read it, I felt a type of way about the whole
thing.
It
made me sick.
When R. Kelly did all that, did anyone believe him? Kojo, nobody believes him, bro.
I'm not saying people don't believe him.
See, PDD, yeah.
At the end of the day.
You see this thing with PDD? Yeah, he's one person that I've seen that nobody Do you know how crazy that is? No, not even one person have come out and say,
oh, no, yo. No, no. Someone has come out to, this Rick Ross came out and then supported him.
No, he didn't
him. He not support him, but
no,
then,
he didn't support him.
But
he was saying, what Rick Ross was saying was because 50 Cent has been on Diddy's neck.
Yeah.
Right? And Charlamagne the God said that 50 Cent is a diabolical genius. Mm-hmm. Because some of the things that 50 Cent was posting, he's basically exposing some businesses that Diddy has.
Right? Yeah, but bro, in a way, that is a show of support to him.
No, he didn't support him. He was, because Rick Ross and 50 Cent has beef.
They've got beef. Yeah.
So he was telling Charlamagne the God, that you know, exposing somebody does not make you a diabolical genius.
I get
that's
it.
He never supported him.
But people will look at that and say, no. Yo, this is someone not shitting on his name. Like, this is someone. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No.
Because other than 50 Cent, no one else has come shitting on him either.
But 50 Cent has got a whole show coming out, bro. It's not just shitting. People say get show.
50 Cent's a mad man.
Documentary is coming.
Guys, 50 Cent,
docu-series is coming out.
50 Cent, one of them persons where if you... is the worst person to have beef with.
Nah, that guy.
He does not let go. You get me?
Petty like
bro, talking about that, just this afternoon, bro, did you see the freestyle that Maze did on stage?
No.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. Maze went... in
on Diddy.
Well, on Diddy.
Diddy on stage, go on 50 Cent page and watch it. And they did it, yeah, and they put subtitles there. Bro, some of the things that this guy was saying, some of the things that this guy was saying, putting Biggie's death on him, telling him to go and pay Biggie's mom, you know, telling him that he should drop that name Love, that all he knows how to do is to market death. Bro,
I need to go listen to it.
That's what I'm telling you, Diddy. Yeah, a lot of people are not speaking up because Diddy is still Diddy. He has the money and all this kind of shit, right? You know, people get connections and all that shit. So people are like, but one thing that we know about black people is if black people don't believe you and you're black, we just keep quiet.
Yeah, they're gonna say anything. That's how you know you're.
That's how you know you're in deep
peak,
shit.
It's peak for you, bro.
Juicy Smollett.
That's how you know it's peak.
Juicy Smollett. You know what Juicy Smollett?
That was a very stupid guy.
You got me. Juicy Smollett was like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Everybody just did it.
You got me. We are not going to tell you that you're lying.
We'll just
If black people keep quiet on your matter, that be same guy.
If we want to support, we go support you.
Yes.
If we're quiet, that means no support. Your shit stinks.
But it's crazy. It's crazy how you said that, Bob. Yeah, looking at this PDD stuff. Nobody. It's just like
nobody. And the fact that people that you're even working with, you know, Day 26, Danny T. Kane.
No, but those ones people, they've got like for Maze now. I would say he's got like a vendetta though.
But he has a real reason.
He's got a reason. Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of people have been saying, "Yo, Diddy, you know, when some of these shows do Bad Boy 20th anniversary, Bad Boy 10th anniversary, or whatever the case is, right? How come all the people that you worked with, nobody is on there, stage to celebrate with you? That says a lot."
Yeah, no, it does say a lot.
That says a lot. You know what I'm saying?
You see that 50 Cent post where Diddy is speaking to like a bunch of his lawyers?
Mm.
He's actually made a video. Obviously, he's edited it. Now 50 Cent, what's his name? Diddy is sitting down chatting to his lawyers. It's as if he's asking his lawyers for advice. Mm. Bro, it's fucking funny. Bro. And one of the lawyers just going naive. Like, what the fuck did you expect to happen? it's fucking funny,
fam. I believe that 50 Cent, I doubt if he's doing all the memes by himself. I believe he has some,
he must have some
video guy or something.
Yeah.
And whoever that video guy is, he needs a raise, bro. You get me? Because that guy is doing a good job.
It's mad.
You get me? But at the end of the day, guy, I don't blame 50, bruv. If you fucked my baby mom, I am going in on you.
I'm going in on you, yeah.
Because he fucked 50 Cent's baby mom, remember?
And I don't think it's just that, even.
Hmm?
I think I don't think it's just the fact that he went out with baby. I think they've got like
No, there are a series of things and everything. If you remember, 50 Cent wanted to sign Maze. You remember?
I think at one point.
You know, when Maze came back and everything, right? 50 Cent wanted to sign Maze. Now, rumors has it that Diddy blackballed it. You go, I mean, when 50 Cent was having beef with Rick Ross as well, Diddy had a hand in it. You go, I mean, because at that time, 50 was having beef with Rick Ross, you know, DJ Khaled, French Montana, you know, all that shit. You know, where it now came out that 50 Cent, he put out a post, a naked picture of Rick Ross's baby mom. Someone else posted that. Yeah. You go, I mean, so all that shit, that's a lot that happened behind the scenes. Mm. You know, and if you know anything about 50,
he's not letting it drop.
He will not let it drop.
If it's not squashed, then it's never going to get, unless you not squash out. If it's not squashed, he's still on.
He's still on.
Him and Jaru, they still get it on till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow, bro. And both of them are almost in their 50s, bro. And this beef started back when they were in their 30s, bro.
I'm telling you.
The guy don't give a fuck, bro. But listen, Diddy, hey. I don't know what to say, but it's so unfortunate that we are seeing the fall of Diddy, bro. Fucking hell.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not.
We can't call it the fall.
We cannot call it the fall yet, because, I mean. Listen, this is no Weinstein. It's not a Weinstein moment.
You never know.
It can get to there, though. This is how it starts.
It can and it couldn't.
How it starts. Once the dominant society gets involved, at this moment, it's still nigger business.
It's still minority business.
Once the dominant society gets involved, white people, white women, and you have a face of a white woman on screen, right? He raped me.
You don't finish.
It's game over.
Yeah.
At this moment, it's still nigger business. That's not what happened to Bill Cosby now. You go, I mean, just don't let white people get involved. That's what's still saving Diddy. Russell Simmons was smart. He went to Bali. If I be Diddy, move everything. Just go Bali. Just go there, man. Call it a day.
No, I don't think he's ready to do that.
Okay.
I don't think he's ready. Diddy
is losing business.
We haven't seen any evidence just yet. It's all talk. Apart from these pictures we've seen from this girl. We haven't seen nothing yet.
Did we see any evidence with Bill Cosby?
Oh, there was. Bro, there was recordings and all of that. There was a lot. There was recordings.
No.
Bro, if go Google right now, there was recordings of him, Bill Cosby,
doing what?
Talking to women. Bro, there was a lot. Bill Cosby's, there was a lot.
Have seen that Bill Cosby was just pictures.
No, as I hear voices.
Not pictures, but just mock shots of different women.
I hear recording of him.
That's all I've seen.
Of him. I don't know if it was like a sexual talk. I remember very, very well when it was all blowing up.
Bro, that is not allowed to send you to jail, bro.
Bro, of course it is.
That's not allowed to send you to jail, bro.
It is. Combined with pictures, video, bro, come on.
Guy, if I'm not going to argue with you on this matter, but you see me too. They don't need evidence on you. Now, court of public opinion.
Yeah. No, for that, of course.
Now, court of public opinion.
But for you to get... What I'm saying is, for it to get to that kind of R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Weinstein level,
is not as powerful as Harvey Weinstein.
What I'm saying is, for it to get to that level, bro, they need evidence. It's not just hearsay. They need evidence. If it doesn't, it go tarnish his image now. Like, it would. Obviously, the hearsay will tarnish his image. But then, it won't take him to jail.
No, but I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Toby, bruv. If personal account, now evidence.
No, we're not talking about Kojo.
It's just because it's coming from the wrong people. If it starts coming from the people, that matters.
Cool.
There always needs to be evidence. It's not about it's coming from this. There needs to be some sort of evidence.
Why did Russell Simmons run?
Maybe there was evidence. He knew. Maybe there was something coming. We don't know, but we know if it's City and then speculate, say you know, he ran because there needs to be some form of evidence.
Sometimes we there, yeah, we they argue blindly sometimes, yeah. I didn't want us to dwell too much on this, yeah. But there's a reason why that man ran to Bali. And I'm gonna play you his latest interview that he did. We didn't plan to deep dive into this, but I'm just gonna play you the latest interview that he did. He said, I did 9 lie detector tests. Everything came out negative. My man still ran.
So if you think, bro, if you
hold
think...
Hold on.
Slept with as many people as I slept with. Thousands. Are we talking about six people?
There were like 20, right? I mean,
I spoke poorly to 15 of them. I mean, 12 of them. I spoke poorly all the time. I'm a Def Comedy Jam guy. I was crude. So how many compromising situations was I in?
Did you hear that?
It's going back.
Russell Simmons opens up about taking nine lie detector tests in response to sexual assault allegations in New York. If you watch the full thing, he said, bro, I took nine. The evidence is there. The evidence is there. Everything came out negative. The thing about this whole thing is, yeah, when Me Too comes for you, forget about evidence.
No, me, it's cut I off. Still, I still
no,
think
it can be you.
Court of opinion is no. different. But at the end of the day, in a court of law, bro, there still needs to be...
But you know, personal encounter is evidence, listen, though.
That's not like, evidence. That's,
No, come on. That's someone that you have unless, somebody crying on the
yeah,
stand.
Yeah, that I'm waiting bro, unless try you, make code,
no, no. Unless you've got someone to substantiate that. I know if it... Kelly, I can't get up and go and say you did this to me. Unless
forget about you.
Toby was there to have seen me do it to you.
Cole. Forget
there needs
about
to be somebody
you.
That what's that word they call it? There needs to be someone.
Witness,
there needs to be a witness. Cool. I don't know if you just get up and say
but
you did that.
See.
Unless I've got evidence or a witness. That's cool. How it works.
Forget about you. I'm saying we've seen examples. You know, this whole Tory Lanez, this thing. You know, everybody said, nah, this thing does not match up. There is something wrong here. Boom, 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 boom. But the thing is, especially in this climate that we are in, yeah, you have multiple women come out in front of their jury crying and saying, he did this to me. You know, the reason why I didn't speak out at that time was because of how powerful he was. He would have ended my career. Boom, 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 boom. Kojo, you're going down.
That's evidence.
No. Obviously, bro, that's they always evidence. Go find somebody to come in and substantiate that. That's how it works. It's not like they are taking your word. They will find somebody else to come and substantiate that. Yeah, maybe she came back home. I saw this. I saw that. I saw
but that.
That. That's how
I
they build a story.
But
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
What I am
but it's not just
to,
about what they come
you,
and say.
No. The team said that's what I'm trying.
But that's not what you were saying before.
That
it's
is
now
what
that
I'm
you're
saying.
Saying.
No, I'm telling you.
People were saying here. Say it's if people come and say this.
I never
that's
said
not
that.
How it works.
I'm talking about Me Too movement. Yeah, when one person comes out. Two, for example, we've seen Cassie, we've seen the day. How many are we on now? Four or five,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Forget about his chef. Did you know the story of his chef? Not his chef.
Full story, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
His chef have come out before. His chef have come out before. Say, yo, I was in some places where, you know, Didi was naked. He was showing me his dick and everything. When you're having all these people come out, yeah, saying all these things,
it must be true.
Yeah, cool.
That's the thing.
It's gonna be hard for you to beat that, bro. It happened to Bill Cosby. It's gonna be hard. Bill Cosby's own was he even had a deal with the court at the time that his case. I think he has some sort of deal or whatever that whatever he said cannot be opened.
Okay. Yeah,
it was sealed.
Yeah.
Guy, fuck that. They opened that shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
This climate where we day. If they come for you, now only go Goofy help you.
Yeah.
And they tell you, bro, no, Diddy, whoever Diddy is, he's not as powerful as Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein's in jail, bro.
Yeah.
He's not as powerful as Harvey Weinstein. He's not as powerful as Jeffrey Epstein or whatever
Epstein,
his name is.
Epstein.
When they come for you, Diddy, at this moment in time, yeah, if they are smart, curtail it so that it's niggas' business.
Yeah.
Don't let white women begin to come outside.
When people start coming out, right now, if anybody else were wrong, would have that vim to come out too.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's too late to curtail it.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's made international news now.
Yeah, but it's still not getting the same buzz as if it was
because
certain people coming out. That's why I kind of, your line of this thing, I like your line. If same people come out, bruv, the shock wave is more, bruv.
Once you start seeing yourself in front of CNN, 24/7, you start having white women start crying for you.
Yeah,
say he did this to me.
But in this term, that's evidence enough, B. That's
in this day and age,
that's evidence enough.
If black women, okay, cool, you guys handle it over there, you know, handle it over there. But once your face starts, did a poster for CNN everywhere, bro, you're done. And that reason why.
Let's see how it plays out.
Russell ran.
I'm saying hopefully he doesn't, but then again, if he's guilty, he should pay the price, isn't it?
If he's found guilty, whatever.
But hey. But all I'm saying is, I seen his response made me, you know, I was kind of taken aback. You'd be thinking, now, human being still.
Expected to say.
No, I did, because I did it. No, as well.
Is he gonna say that?
No, but that's true.
You said that, I'm not gonna say
yes, I did it, but then again, it's good to see. So at least we know there's two sides to every story.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, he needs to speak his own side, because we never know. He might not, he treated these people wrongly, but he might not have, you know, there might have been consent, bro. We don't know.
You know what? I think this is a conversation for one day, because part of this, you know, when you see a lot of these chicks, you know, a lot of these chicks that are victims now, some of them, obviously, you know, and you see the ages that they were at the time, some of them were 15, 16, you know, and all this kind of shit, yeah. Sometimes their parents should be questioned, you know.
Yeah.
Some parents... they sell their kids off, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Some parents, because you ask yourself, how is a 15-year-old, 16-year-old in this place with grown-ups and everything? Some of them, their parents, you know, that's a conversation for another day.
Definitely, because there's definitely two sides to that it's not always the parents.
It's not always the parents. Sometimes, like, anyway.
Right. You know, sometimes it's not the parents. Sometimes maybe the kid is being rebellious and everything. Yep. I'm just saying, there are so many people in that picture. You know, obviously, no matter how you try to do it, the kid is still the victim, because the adult should know better.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
But I'm just saying that sometimes we have to look at the parents of some of these kids and everything, you know, that put them in some of these positions for fame and money.
Yep. Because it happens. Yeah, they get lost in this. My child is talented. And then you put them in so many situations where they can't even handle themselves properly.
Some parents even encourage their kids, their daughters, you get them to go for rich guys.
Of course,
like, it happens.
You see a parent, like, take a listen. If you have your parent now, and your child is this, you can tell that your child is so talented. Yeah. And then you've got access to maybe your friend from somewhere, got access to this big star. But not everyone will not be tempted to carry their child and be like, "Yo, help my child." Not everyone, but I don't know how many people that wouldn't.
But even at that, bro, you're talking about something else. Me, I'm talking about, I have heard of situations where parents, we'll see some rich person and the parents will be recommending their daughter, bro, and saying, you know, I've got a beautiful daughter
that
at home. I'm sure you're gonna like her and everything, bro.
That happens in I would say in the rural places, in the city sometimes.
Forget about it. It happens here sometimes.
Yeah, but that's a cultural thing. I'll relate that more to a cultural thing. Where I come from, anyway,
Kojo, it's not. It's not just a cultural thing.
No, it's not.
It's not just a cultural thing, bro.
It's not.
It is not just a cultural thing. It happens
West. Everywhere. It's a human tendency.
It happens
in
the West. That's part of the reason why you see young Miami floating around with Diddy and you see her mom in the same boat with them. Because some of these chicks have their daughters or their kids when they were young. When they were 15, 16, sometimes 14 years old. So they grow with their child, right? Their child is on Instagram flaunting around and shit. The mother is on Instagram flaunting around and shit. You go, what I mean? They are also, so they are putting their kids in some of these positions and shit, because they are living their life vicariously through their child and everything. Mm. You go, what I mean? And they are directly or indirectly selling their kids out to some of these some of these guys.
Yeah, no.
It's not a cultural
thing.
It's
even more on this side.
What?
It's more on this side. For me, I've seen it more on this side.
Single moms and shit.
Single dads and
shit. Yeah, it's encouraged and shit. Especially if you know that your daughter is pretty, she's sexy, you go, I mean, or maybe she's talented and shit. Bro, go and look at all their moms, bruv. Blueface, Young Miami, all their moms and shit. The daughter is on Instagram doing this. The mom is literally by her side doing this.
Yeah.
Bro, forget. It's not a cultural thing,
no,
you know.
That's not cultural being. No,
you know,
no.
So in some of these cases, the parents should be looked at as well, bro.
Yeah.
You go, I mean, because the parents are as guilty as whoever the predator is, bro. You go, I mean, because some of the things that you look at, bro. Anyways.
Huh.
Anyways, it's mad, bro. It's mad, but it's been a good one, though.
The truth will set us free. After they said the truth shall set you free.
Yeah,
so,
hey,
we'll wait for this truth to set us free, and we'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes. But come the team said Cassie no sense. She has already collected her bag.
Yeah, she's good.
She's good.
Cassie, I think, I can't say that's what she wanted, but I think she always wanted.
She's good, bro.
She's all right. She's happy. Yeah.
So far, she's happy with the settlement. That's what matters.
She's happy. Let's leave it at that.
That's it, bro. You get me. But listen. Salute to everyone out there, bro. Salute to everyone out there. Salute to all the freshers out there, man.
Yeah.
You know what time it is? It's Fresh Off the Boat Podcast. It's your boy Toby, Kels, Kojo, the three-headed monsters, bruv.
You
know what I'm saying? But salute to you guys, man. Listen, if you've not subscribed to the channel, do that right now. Subscribe, watch the videos, leave a like, leave a comment. Share it.
Yep.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too. Also, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, you know, for everyone that wants the audio experience, man.
We are
right there, bruv. You get what I'm saying? Fam, should we get into the sleepers of the week? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Who you going with, bro?
Yeah, I'll kick it off with Neptune, but DJ Neptune's and my boy Joe Boy, Mumu. The Mumu, yeah, that shit, but I've been playing that shit the whole week, bro.
DJ Neptune, yeah?
With Mumu, bro.
And your boy, Joe Boy. All right.
Joe Boy Pondick. Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. Let's go. That's a good one right there. That's DJ Neptune and Joe Boy. Moo. That's a good one right there, man. Cool. Who you going with, cuz?
Terminator. Hey, I'm about to terminate all of you guys. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
I would have guessed that yesterday.
I would have guessed that last night,
bro. So, of course, I'm not talking about the original Terminator. I'm talking about the remix.
I like the remix.
You get me?
I like the remix.
Cool. So, to that Terminator, King Promise.
King Promise featuring Tiwa Savage and Sean the Paul. Don himself, man. Sean Paul.
Live to the street, educated, who created their own. One called King Promise and Sean the Peace upon the talk of phone. Dirty, yeah. Tiwa Savage, I'm gonna make them know. With the bang bang.
With the bum bum bum.
Yeah. I'm at the point in life, if you understand me or not. Understand me or not, me,
I'm okay. I'm okay.
And if you think I'm wrong or not, long as it's what I want, me, I'm okay. I'm okay. Cause who are you to judge me like say you be holy bars? I didn't love my life, get my peace of mind, I didn't try survive. We all be sinners, my body, nobody holy bars. And my happiness comes first, I'll never come life to stress, yeah. I be like Terminator, I de deliver, I pass the doctor. I be like Terminator, I de deliver, I pass the doctor.
No fuga, no bilamba. Everything a banger, bandana mira. Give glory to the maker. Everything for us like a gallant. Evidently more gallant. Happiness deep inside of me and nothing fit to steal. If not your blood, I got your. To the people that go talk, I don't need your validation. Steady on my way to the top. So I pull up like a bus in a Phantom, in a Porsche. What a feeling, yeah, you know, say I'm rooting for you.
Terminator, but that is a big tune.
That's a big tune, man. Mm-hmm,
that guy's got golden goose right there.
And the thing is, he's very smart to go do the remix to that, man. You got to cash out on that. More cashing out, bro.
That is a cash out moment.
Yeah, you got me. That's a good business.
If I'm him, I'm going to do what CK done with his tune with that kick, that Terminator. I think it's what you're doing, a global, international remix where you get people from everywhere.
Just jump on the internet.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
You get me? But last and not the least, bruv.
Oh, you coming?
You guys already know, bruv. You get me? Cutting's open, cutting closed, bruv. You get what I mean?
We save the least for the least.
You get me? Fireboy featuring Black Bones, Outside.
Yeah. That's outside. A tune still.
Tune still, bruv.
Satisfied, but I still love my life.
that is for Bobo. Everyone see let go on one day. Urale, urale, Bobo Igodi, urale. Bada statistics for Bobo. No jack, but that is for Bobo. I've been on the road for way too long. And I don't do too much, don't say too much. Tell me what they no go they hate us. For every lungu now they feel us. May that they talk them commentators. Boys wanna look like me and the girls wanna whine on me. Stay flight in my time complete. And my time is a brand new piece. I'm balling, I'm balling. Girls love me, I'm Tommy. Hot box in the escalade. For we enter hot box and we make it green.
And make a must shine.
Kill him or swine. No fi stop me after all this time. I've been on the road for way too long. Oh,
you can meet me outside. Catch me outside.
And I don't do too much, don't say too much.
Listen, 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 listen. For all you man out there that said that fireball has fallen off, man, you look a sucker dick, bruh. That dude is still doing his thing, bruh. If you get what I'm saying. Listen. Until next time.
Love and peace.
Salute.